This article is called The Ministry of Cartooning, and it's written by Jeff Favre, who is an assistant professor at Pierce College in Los Angeles. He's also a frequent contributor to the Living Lutheran magazine. Steve Thomason faced a massive blank canvas. His back to the congregation and open his arms wide, he lifted his head and he prayed. He was preparing to accept whatever God wanted to come out of his hands and onto the canvas. Then, like a tennis player with a winning shot, his right arm swung forward and dotted the canvas with specks of smoky paint. While the congregation sung and spoke the seven last words of Christ Cantata, Thomason, whose vocations of artist and pastor have merged for decades, transformed his first vigorous splashes of paint into a journey of Jesus to the crucifixion. Many watching were so mesmerized that when a video projection prompted them to leave quietly, they simply sat and stared at what they had seen, taking in what it did to them emotionally and spiritually. Not every work of art by Thomason, a pastor of Eastern Lutheran Church in Eagan, Minnesota, has the same visceral immediate impact, but the goal for all of them is the same. Thomason's ministry is to use his cartoons, paintings, and other art to help connect people to the Word of God in the way he knows best, the way he has done with written texts of all kinds for most of his life. He has created many illustrations for sermons, but perhaps his most ambitious project is recently completed, a cartoonist guide to the Gospel of Matthew, a full-color graphic novel depiction of the gospel that serves as part of his ongoing A Cartoonist Guide to the Bible series. As a pastor's kid, Thomason first preached a sermon in sixth grade at a Detroit soup kitchen, and around the same time, he started realizing that he could draw things and have them look as he had imagined. Although he had long harbored a dream of being an animator, by the end of high school, he had many interests and wasn't sure how to best use his skills. I could go the ministry route and go to seminary and become a pastor, or I could take the academic route, or I could go to art school and become an animator, he recalled. After a night of praying about it, Thomason was hired the next day to draw caricatures at an amusement park near Chicago. Then this led him to Las Vegas, where he did more of the same. Eventually, he took a position at a congregation and worked to establish a network of home churches. And that's when he was able to combine his two passions. House churches don't have a pulpit, so what I did, every week, we agreed to read the scriptures, the same passages of scripture, and each week I would do a cartoon illustration of the passage we're reading. And then I'd write it like a daily devotional, and I would email it out to everyone. For 5 years, he created an extensive library of devotional cartoons. When the house church network ended, he moved to Minnesota with no plans to preach, but then he met an ELCA pastor who encouraged him to continue serving. God used him to call me back into ministry, Thomason said, and when he encouraged me to come and serve at his church, that's when I stepped into the ELCA and Lutheran theology, and I found a home, because I'd kind of been wandering for a while. He would eventually earn a doctorate in missional leadership from Luther Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thomason's next call was to Easter, where the congregation has embraced his use of artwork during sermons. He's found that using illustrations is an effective tool for ministry. We're more visually literate as a society because of the ease of producing visuals, he said. People say, "Hey, Pastor Steve, when you use your pictures, it just becomes so clear to me." The image communicates something within itself. It also helps them track through the logical progression of the sermon. I think people are so trained to be visual that it helps them pay attention and it ties the sermon together cohesively. Lamont Kerner, Easter's interim pastor, agrees. The two biggest growing areas of Easter are the young families and those people who are over 70, and I hear both of those populations talk about the uniqueness of Steve's approach. If he has an illustration, it helps them to think a little more deeply and differently about the Bible stories. Dave Unmach, Congregational Council President, says he can see how it helps engage worshipers more intimately. Steve's preaching sermon style is so unique and creative. It's unlike anything I've witnessed or experienced, he said. Through his website, Thomason's artwork of all kinds, animation, writing sermons, has spread across the world. Some of his artwork can be downloaded for a dollar, even though he's aware he could make more money from them. Every part of the world sends me a message from different countries, from Africa, Asia, Europe, he said. I have no idea how many people actually use it. I was just at a conference, and three different pastors came up and said, "Thanks for your stuff." All I care about is that people are growing deeper in the realm of God. Right on my homepage is my mission statement, to grow deeper in the love of God through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit for the sake of the world. That's why I do what I do.